All right, y'all. It's me. Just coming in here to chit chat real quick. Fill y'all in on what I've been up to. I'm feeling better these days. let me stop saying that. But I mean, I just try to speak things into existence. I am feeling better these days. Stronger these days is a better descriptor. Because I think better is relative, because the world is shit. Let's get that straight. Let's not try to pretend like everything is sunshine and rainbows when it's not. The world is in a really rough place. And a lot of people are waking up to injustice within their own lives and within the community around them and within the world. So I just pray that the people who are fighting for justice right now are protected and covered in love and light. May those you are fighting for, may their ancestors cover you. May you move with swiftness and wisdom. May they inform you. May they keep you light on your feet. May they give you courage. Ashe, I want to just hold space for Sudan, Palestine, Congo, Libya, everywhere. So many places right now under the foot of oppression. Free DC, my hometown. That city. For people who don't know, because a lot of people don't know, the saying in DC is taxation without representation. Okay? And that means that we're taxed, but we really have no rights within the city. You know what upholds the city? The people. You know what runs through the city and keeps it alive and well and protects it? The people. Those folks, they don't work for us. We don't know them. You feel me? There are things that I would love to share, that elaborate on why I can't. I want to be there physically right now. My time will come. But I have to be a responsible parent. As an Aquarius who loves to fight for the cause, something I've done all my life. It's really hard to not be able to be there physically, so I'm doing what I can from home. And that's new to me, but it is important work. So until I can physically be there, I'm doing what I can from here. And for anybody else again who is, I thank you. I love you. I see you. I'm also compiling resources as best I can. School time is coming upon us, so I will have more free time and more headspace to do things, with the seasons of work and stress also come the seasons of rest. It's ebb and flow of life. Nothing is permanent. Everything is temporary. So, very bittersweet, very huge milestone as a mother, as someone who has pretty much, outside of my time in Richmond, having some help. I have pretty much done all the rearing. My husband works very long hours and does what he can when he's home, but mostly a lot of the traveling and things like that. Primary parenting duties were on my hands. And I'm proud of myself. This shit is hard. So, yeah. And I'm proud of and thankful for everybody who's helped me along the way. Like, there's so many people who have been my village, even for a day or a few hours. And I'm so grateful for you, family, friends, and trusted strangers. So, because here's the thing. Sometimes even family isn't safe, so I really do go with my gut when it comes to my child. I always know. I know when my child is safe with somebody. So, yeah. Ooh, what was that? I think my husband's. Oh, he's doing laundry. Thank you, sweet angel. But anyway, so yeah, I just wanted to hold some space. So let's just have a little moment of silence. All right. Well, yeah. These days, taking it easy. Very much limiting, again, still limiting what I'm doing. We're up to about two errands a day. And Yeah, it's gonna be interesting. I got a whole new routine coming up. Like, I really was so in the thick of it that I didn't realize that things were about to shift. And I was gonna be afforded a lot more free time than I'm used to and free brain space. So I'm looking forward to that. I'm gonna miss spending the days with my baby, but I'm looking forward to walking them to school and picking them up from school and asking them about their day. I really like their teacher. She's incredibly accessible. And we had a little one-on-one chat. These things are very new to me, but it's so cute. Yeah, so outside of that, just stepping into making a village that suits my new needs because my needs are so new. Stepping into my courage when it comes to socializing. I've been so protective of my space lately, and I think most people should go through, spiritual. I mean, hell, most folks go through some period of spiritual isolation throughout their life's journey, and even if they don't realize it's like spiritual isolation, it usually becomes that unintentionally. So, it's really interesting that when I feel the need to just pull back, it becomes intentional. I'm like, oh yeah, this is one of them times where I need to just be gentle with myself and protect my space because when your spirit is open, when you're abilities are very, very sharp. It's really easy to have muddled noise. And so a lot of the time when I'm like that, going through phases like that, I have to really like just for real put my metaphorical loop earplugs in and keep it pushing and focus on what I need to do, as the head of my household. So yeah. This is gonna be a short one. I'm excited for what's to come. I'm hopeful for what's to come. I am more than hopeful, actually, for what's to come. I know that good things are on the horizon for the world, even though it doesn't look that way. Don't be fooled. Do not be fooled. Keep the faith. That feeling you feel in the pit of your gut where it feels like things are different this time, things are really shifting, or you feel like you're on the precipice of something new that's very fucking scary. That you're like terrified to jump, but you know that there's that little whisper in your ear that says, just fucking do it. It's the time. It's arrived. And I feel like it's been trying to push through a few times, but I feel like this is the returning for a lot of people. And I wish you ease in your journey. I wish you truth in your journey. Yeah. I don't have too much to say, and that's interesting. I usually have so much to say, but I'm in this very interesting place of like peace. Is that what this is? Oh my God. Yeah, I'm just like taking it all in, second at a time. I hope you all go out and enjoy your day. Do something for your community. Keep your eye on my story. I'm again trying to limit the amount of time I'm spending taking things in terms of visuals, because I do have OCD that visualizes things. So, limiting that, but still, I want you all to keep your eye on my story on Instagram because I'm gonna be reposting facts, reposting updates, because it is still important to keep your eye on what's happening. I encourage you this week, walk out of work. If you can afford 2, 3 days, don't go to work. Don't do it. And don't even let them know why. You don't have to let them know why. Just don't go. And get at least one coworker to do it with you. You got that one worker bestie, get them to not show up with you. Go play hooky. Don't go to the store. Stay home. And this is for specifically my black and brown people. But actually, you know what? No, this is for everybody because the goal of that in particular, not going to work, is to stop putting money into the system. So anyone can do that. But specifically, what I want you all to do as non-black people is invest in black people, invest in brown people, invest in endeavors that uplift the community. Do not go to Target. Do not go to Walmart. Do not go to the gas station. If you can go without gas for another day or two, don't do it. Just take your money out of the system for 1, 2 days, See what happens. And get a buddy to do it with you. Get 2 buddies. Get their buddies to do it with them. You know what I'm saying? Please. I promise you. See what happens. I really do encourage that. I quit my job. I mean, it was not easy. It has not been easy. But has it been worth it? Yeah, I would say so. So for those of you who have much more, much less to lose, please, I encourage you to take a risk. Be courageous and stand for something. Stand for something. People in Sudan and Congo who are at war right now, they can't work. You know what they're focused on? Basic survival. They can't eat. Fast for a day or two. See what that actually feels like. And I'm not saying that to be performative. Like, put intention behind it. Say prayers while you fast. Educate yourself. It is Black August. Please make the most of this month. It's Leo season. Stand in your power. Do not be powerless right now. That's what they want you to do. Read. Oh, my neighbors are so loud. There's no clouds at all. I love it. It is a beautiful day. I'm actually probably gonna go paint. I'm so nosy. Anyway, I love y'all. Have a great day. Go do something brave. And I'll talk to you soon. Okay, bye.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.